Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The latest news from Haiti as it navigates yet another government transition. Then, patience and winsomeness open the way for gospel resources to spread in Papua New Guinea. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, on February 7th, Haiti began its most recent attempt at government stability after almost 5 years of being without a president. The Transitional Presidential Council, established in 2024, has now dissolved, handing power to one man, United States-backed Prime Minister Alex Didier Fils-Aimé. We connected with Kate Michel, who serves at Radio TV 4VEH, a partner of Transworld Radio in Haiti. She says the council's task was originally
to control the gang violence and to lead presidential elections. Those things have not happened.
Last year, the council set tentative election dates for August and December of 2026, but these remain in question as Haiti's security continues to deteriorate.
One of the biggest things that has happened since President Jovenel Moïse's assassination in 2021 is this vacuum in power. Gangs kind of jostling to step into that power. There are other actors who are at play, also trying to wrestle for power.
As always, everyday people pay the highest price. A January 30th report from the United Nations estimates that more than 5,900 people were killed in Haiti's violence last year alone. Michel says believers in Haiti are living out their faith in the midst of chaos, and that resilient hope in Christ is what 4VEH seeks to encourage through its gospel-centered broadcasts. Pray for perseverance and God's full provision so they can continue this work.
So we'd ask for prayer so that 4VEH, the evangelistic voice of Haiti, can be on the air every day and be that gospel voice to Haiti's people.
Elsewhere in Haiti, an untamed fire engulfed the Cap-Haitien Cluny market on January 25th. Worse, there wasn't a proper fire station to minimize the damage. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti With Love says,
for many families, that market was their only source of income. You know, the mothers sold vegetables, rice, anything you can think of.
It helped put food on the table and pay for kids' school. Many watched their livelihoods burn, unable to do anything. Many had poured savings into buying goods to sell.
Some of them had borrowed the money from the bank to do the business that they had.
In all, 30 storage units and hundreds of small shops were destroyed. One big question remains.
Nobody knows what started it.
For Cap-Haitien residents, this loss piles onto the many challenges Haiti already faces. DeHart says their ministry's plan goes beyond just emergency relief.
We want to help to rebuild the market so families can regain stability and dignity again.
And above that,
to show them that in the middle of the crisis, God is still there.
For people who've lost faith in prayer or in God, that practical help can be life-changing. Pray for peace in Cap-Haitien and restored faith. And World Missionary Press recently sent a shipment of Bible materials to Papua New Guinea for the first time in 7 years. Helen Williams with WMP says distribution is difficult in the South Pacific for several logistical reasons.
The population is spread out over these islands. The people that we communicate with out there, they love the material and they want to keep it and keep it coming, but they don't use in the great quantities because they just don't reach people in the same way because of the distance and the language and all that goes on in the South Pacific.
Despite this, the ministry has seen fruit. She tells us
they are going into places where their relentless spirit not only conquered mountains and valleys, but also transformed lives along the way, equipped with gospel booklets and the powerful message of Christ's love. The missionaries approached communities with humility and respect. They engaged in warm conversation, shared personal testimony, distributed booklets that were carefully tailored to address the spiritual needs of the people.
Join us in praying that the materials sent to this area in both English and Tokpisin will be used by the Holy Spirit. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.